It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Stay tuned.
When did you start rapping?
It's in my blood, brother. It's in my blood. I'm Chris.
And I'm playing all the platters that matter. I'm Rob.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. In fact, let's do that together, Rob.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
God, we got talent. 749-1444 is the phone number here at old WAIF.
You know, Chris, growing up, people would ask me, what do you want to be when you grow up, Rob? I never said a late night talk show host.
Neither did I. I used to say I wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah, well, you would. I always said I wanted to be a photographer for Playboy magazine. Now, we just happen to have on the phone a man who is living out the dream of mine and way too many other adolescent young men. Stephen Wada, the official photographer of Pamela Anderson. How you doing, Stephen?
Good. How are you tonight?
We're doing okay. Now, where in the world does a guy who takes pictures of some of the most beautiful women in the world, where do you live?
Where do I live?
Right.
I live in Utah, out in the little horse ranch that I have.
Have you ever taken naked pictures of Marie Osmond?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I ever will. So, but I, I commute down to Los Angeles and Chicago where our studios are, and I've been doing that for about 18 years.
And you take most of the cover photos for Playboy and most of the centerfolds for Playboy?
I do anywhere from a half to a third. There's three principal photographers. I've done about 76 to 80 covers, 35 to 40 centerfolds and pictorials that have ranged from Pamela Anderson to Nancy Sinatra to the Barbie twins to...
You did Nancy Sinatra?
I did.
He didn't do Nancy Sinatra. He took a picture of Nancy Sinatra, Rob. Now, Stephen Wada, when you were applying for the job of photographer at Playboy magazine,
yes.
What was the job interview like, and what was the job interview all about? What were the qualifications for the job, and did you have to fill out an application?
I didn't fill out any application. I submitted lots of pictures, and I got turned down a lot of times.
Pictures of what? Just girls, or did you shoot pictures like, furry animals and stuff?
lots of girls. I was a newspaper reporter after college, and photography is just something that happened. It wasn't something I planned. Unlike you, I didn't plan to be a Playboy photographer. I kind of fell into it. And
it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we could change jobs.
Yeah, okay. You want to be a talk show host?
Yeah, I could be a talk show host.
We could have career day for a day.
A career day. I could come and see, how the big boys do.
Remember when you were in school, there was always one day that they'd let the students be the teachers and the principals?
Yes.
And you got to boss the teachers around a little bit?
Yeah.
It could be like that.
Yeah, well, actually I do, for charity, I put up assistant for a day where people buy the ability to come work for me for a day, and they spend $1,000, $2,000 to come be my assistant.
So what's it like, though, on a day on the photo shoot? I imagine it's just absolutely great. You're in beautiful locations, and you have a beautiful naked woman right in front of you.
Usually that's the case. Like this week, I was up on a helicopter doing some helicopter skiing shots. I've got a horse-drawn sleigh tomorrow for some romantic sleigh ride shooting, and then I've got some dog sleds on Friday. Doing some outdoor winter themes at the end of winter here. So, it's nice. And, I get to travel the world. I get to have nice budgets to work with, beautiful people, women that want to have their pictures taken. They're anxious to see me. They're anxious to have me make them look beautiful and sexy.
Would you like to take a picture of Chris and Rob from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
Well, do you want to be sexy for me?
Yeah. We could put the little bunny right by Rob's nipple.
Could you work to the camera?
You know it.
Can you make love to the camera?
So, Stephen Wada, how long have you been a Playboy photographer, and who is the most beautiful woman, in your opinion, that you've ever photographed?
Well, it's been about 18 years, and the most beautiful woman is really the woman that's in front of the camera at that particular time. It's you lose track, you lose sight of what's in the past, and you're working right there on the future, and right there in what's in front of you. And it's really important to make this woman feel beautiful, look beautiful, and have a wonderful experience. So that's really the most beautiful woman. Now, there's women that I photograph, like Pamela Anderson and Sharon Stone, that are really great beauties. And certainly my wife is probably the most beautiful woman I've ever known. My little 3-year-old is.
Do you take naked pictures of your wife too?
I've taken the picture. I took a very beautiful picture of my wife when she was pregnant with my first child, and she was naked. Yes, and she was very pregnant. And it was very lovely.
Well, how did you become Pam Anderson's official photographer?
Because I'm the best.
What's Pam Anderson really like up close and personal?
She's nice. I got to be Pam. I didn't get to be Pam's personal photographer in the sense that when she first came to Playboy in 89, I did her first cover shooting. And from that, I did a test shooting that took her into a centerfold. I did her centerfold, and I did her Playmate shooting. And then I did pictorials with her. I did 5 of her 6 covers for Playboy. And then As she got a little more popular on Baywatch, she was getting more and more pictures taken of her, but they weren't very good pictures. And so she came back to me and asked that I start doing pictures of her. And I did two shootings in particular. The shooting in San Tropez, where we made her a retro Bardot, where we made her this sex kitten. And that was for Playboy. And then after that, we did a shooting for Sky Magazine in London, England, which was a little more fashion-y, a little more diva-looking. And that, I think, we changed her makeup, changed her look, and I think it really catapulted her out of the group, from the beach blonde lifeguard that she was playing to, you know, this diva, this bigger than life, and she then took on the personality to match that, and, you know, she became the biggest, the hottest sex symbol on the planet.
Well, Stephen Wade, you take a lot of pictures for Playboy, and you also take pictures of in the new book, Pamela Anderson in Pictures.
Yes.
And there's even some text to accompany this.
Well, yeah,
lovely tone.
It's mainly for reading, right? You don't ever look at the pictures.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're out there on that beach.
Yeah.
And Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
Picks up a guy. Well, like it's a singles bar out there on the beach or something. And then you're quoted as saying, Pamela was positively pining for her man. She'd been dating him for several days and was getting really frustrated with the chaperone and the schedule.
Right.
I'd only agreed to Pamela's request for him to be in the shoot on the condition that they wait another day to spend time alone together, so there was tremendous sexual tension, especially when they were both naked.
That's right.
So what's this all about? Pamela Anderson picks up guys on the beach and has sex with them within 3 or 4 days?
And what beach was that? Because I could go hang out there.
San Tropez. See, now, if you could have been there just hanging out on the beach, you know, being a beach boy, it could have been you.
I'm better looking at this big scar-faced guy she's naked with.
He's not very good-looking, is he?
No, he's a dog.
Yeah, but hey.
But your camera made him look like a svelte gentleman.
Well, my camera made him look like a very lucky gentleman.
Where did he get that scar on his forehead?
I don't know. That was long before. I think it was a motorcycle.
Did you ever meet Bridget Bardot?
No, we didn't. She was not in Saint-Tropez when we were there, so we didn't get an opportunity to see her.
When you're taking pictures of a human car wreck like Tommy Lee, how do you go about trying to make him look good?
He looks pretty good in the book, don't you think?
Oh, my. He's still got his socks on. What a bozo. Pamela Anderson's naked.
Black, you know?
He's got his socks on.
Yeah, he... I thought it's, I mean, I like his pictures in the book. I mean, the whole book, they're non-nude pictures, and I think they're very sexy and very erotic without having any nudity in them. And, well, you know, they just come back from their wedding, and they really hadn't had much of a honeymoon or much time together, and we put together this shooting. These were the pictures that came out. I mean, they're pretty hot pictures, I think. I mean, you can see they're in love or in lust with one another, certainly.
Well, it's love. It's true love. You can tell. You can see it in her eyes.
Well, Mr. Wade, I have to wonder, how weird is that to invite a photographer along to your honeymoon?
Well, what had happened, we were down in Cancun. We were doing an ad campaign for a sun tanning product. Tommy Lee followed her down there. I didn't know who Tommy Lee was. I was going to have him arrested because he was bugging her so much.
You're not a big Motley Crue fan?
No. I'm a little too old for that. You know, before, after my time.
Okay.
Anyway, he kept bugging her, and she said, you know, what can go wrong if I go out one night? So she went out with him one that night, and then went out the next night. I think his bar bill the next night was $4,000. They drank a lot of champagne that night. And then we left the next morning, the crew left, and 2 days later she got married on the beach in a bathing suit we had left behind. And so when she came back to the States, she hadn't had any friends there. She hadn't had any cake or anything. So we put and she wanted some pictures of she and Tommy. So this was going to be just a session for she and Tommy. We didn't tell Tommy about it. He walked in. She drug him out to the set and said, just, you know, let's do a couple pictures. And she started taking off her clothes and then taking off his clothes and dragging him out there. And it was kind of an impromptu thing. And he didn't know what was going on. He looks at me, looks at the crew, and goes, what is this? You know, so she settled him down a little bit, and, you know, he started to forget that anybody was there. I got rid of my crew, and I just took pictures of them for their private use. But then what happened after that is she had such a demand for pictures. People were crawling in her window. They were laying in wait for every move that she made. She couldn't do anything. So her thinking was, these are wonderful pictures. I love these pictures. Put these out. That will hopefully satiate this demand for pictures of Tommy and I. And I can go on with my life. So,
they turned out lovely.
Yeah, I mean, they're... I mean, I would like to have had pictures like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have just a couple more points.
Yeah.
Stephen Wade, the photographer for Pamela Anderson in Pictures, a new book. Where is it available? Bookstores everywhere, I guess?
Bookstores everywhere.
Even in Cincinnati. Now.
Even in Cincinnati.
You first took pictures of Pam Anderson back in what, 89?
89.
How much surgery has she had in the following 7 years?
Everybody thinks she has surgery. I got a makeup artist that draws heavy lips. And she draws heavy lips on everybody. And so it makes... these lips look big.
What about the cans?
The what?
The chest area.
Yes.
The melons.
When she first came to Playboy, she had had her breasts already augmented in a particularly unattractive augmentation. Not a very good surgeon. So after Playboy, the Playboy shooting, she had some money to have it corrected, and she had it, the bad surgery corrected. And what she did is more or less fill the tissue that was there rather than making... you know, making them larger, or she just simply filled what tissue she had. And other than that, she hasn't not had any surgery, in spite of what anybody says.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to get this book, you know, she's been in Playboy, and you see the book is called Pamela Anderson in Pictures, and you expect to see, you know, more than the little nip that you see, and maybe even some full frontal nudity, but there's none in that.
There is no. It's something that, you know, she's got a lot of kids that are fans. And so it's something that they can easily have or collect.
Kids. This book is for the youngsters. It's for the youth of America.
Youth of America. Well, it's a pretty sexy book, you know. And it's not so much for the youth, but it's, you know, there's pictures in there that Playboy has bought from me or wanted to buy from me. In fact, there's one shooting in there that they insist that I sell them and not give to anybody else because even with her clothes on, it's sexy. It's very erotic. I mean, Pamela is personification. That's why she's so popular. I mean, she is, I mean, her feelings towards sex and her projection of sex, I mean, for a man, it's the type, I mean, this honesty, this freedom of sex is what you would always hope for and probably never have in your life. And for a woman, you know, she'd like to be like that, but she probably won't be, you know, to be that honest about herself, about her sexuality. And so she has that attraction. You know, she's a sex goddess.
Kind of right. Like Madonna, huh?
Well, Madonna is shock value. And, you know, I think, you know, they're similar and they're very different. Pamela is a true sex goddess in the sense of a Brigitte Bardot, a Marilyn Monroe, a Raquel Welch. Madonna is she's certainly an entertainer. I mean, she puts on a show and she changes. She's like a chameleon that changes all the time.
Pam Anderson's just a horn dog all the way through and through.
Pamela is a very sexual woman.
Now, Stephen Wade, since you work for Playboy magazine, I know you do more visuals than you do the writing, but there's something I got to ask you about.
Uh-huh.
As far as some of the literature in the magazine goes, are those letters to the forum really real in Penthouse?
I don't know. I don't work for them.
I know you work for Playboy, but you guys got to have the inside track on those. Dear Penthouse, I never thought your letters were true until this amazing thing happened to me.
Hey, if they're right, no. I'm... I think that gives everybody a opportunity to write out their wildest fantasy, send it in with name and address held on request.
Have you ever sent one in?
No, I haven't.
Dear Penthouse, I never thought these things happened to me until I was taking a picture of Pamela Anderson the other day and
I live all that on a daily basis anyway.
Okay.
Well, Stephen Wade, thanks for joining us here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Chris, Rob, thank you.
The name of the book is Pamela Anderson in Pictures.
It is.
Available everywhere.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show right here. 749-1444 is the phone number. 88.3 is the place on the dial. You tuned in. There's a show coming to the Carnegie Arts Center down there in Northern Kentucky.
Starring Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Naked.
No, not really. We'll get into that in a minute. It's called Talk Radio, and it's based on the thing by Eric Bogosian. In fact, it's all about Eric Bogosian.
Who? What's his name?
Eric Bogosian.
Is there sure there's an R there in the last name?
I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of this and much more on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
Never cause you pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a girl's magazine, and there's my home angel on the pages in between. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. My angel is the centerfold. Angel is the centerfold. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. Angel is the centerfold. Slipping notes under the desk. Well, I was thinking about her dress. I was shy, turned away before she caught my eye. I was shaking in my shoes whenever she flashed those baby blues. Something had a hold on me when Angel passed close by. Those soft, fuzzy sweaters, too magical to touch. To see her in that negligee is really just too much. My blood runs cold, yeah, my memory has just been sold. My angel in the centerfold.
Here with the Jay Giles Band, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Together we are the
Chris and Rob Late Night
Talk Show. You botched it again,
no,
Rob.
You did.
Don't worry, I'll take it out of your paycheck. The phone number down here is 749-1444. 749-1444. And in the studio, live with us, we have the entire cast and production crew of Talk Radio. Talk Radio is a play by Eric Bogosian. Is it Bogosian?
That's correct.
I just said it because stand up here, Buzz.
Okay.
It's by Eric Bogosian. He wrote this thing called Talk Radio. It's produced this time around by Malaprop Productions. And it's running May 9th to the 25th at the Carnegie Arts Center, which is located on Scott Street in Covington. 1028 Scott Street, to be exact. It's right across from the fire station, the Carnegie Theater. The play is produced by Buzz Davis. Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
What goes into producing a big-time play like this?
Oh, you got the names right? Hold on. Is this right?
This is Buzz Davis.
Buzz is not a four-letter word.
Oh, okay.
I tried to catch you the other day, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Okay, so you're the producer of this talk radio play starring Michael G. Babb.
Absolutely, absolutely. Michael G. Babb.
we'll talk to Michael and the rest of the cast in a minute. But what's your role in this whole thing, Buzz?
Just pulling all the ends together, getting the right people down there to do a show that's a good time, that's a fun time, something you can come out and see that's right live in front of your face. You know, getting talented folks like Michael and the designers and the director together. And at the wonderful Carnegie Theater, it's a great time.
Well, tell us about this Carnegie Theater. I know it used to be a big shot theater, and then it wasn't anything for a while, and you guys are rehabbing it down there.
Well, it was built in 1902, so it's older than most of our grandparents, and it's a great old lady to play in. It's a beautiful theater. We have concerts, plays, full live
magic action. Sometimes, don't you have magic?
Well, especially when the bar is open. When the bar is open, the magic really flies.
Is the bar going to be open for this talk radio
show?
Oh,
you bet. Domestic import beers, white wine, red wine. Some of that pink wine for you frou-frous out there who can't make up your mind.
Okay. And, step right up.
Frou-frous, of course, is a multi-sexual term. It's,
sure,
it's not a slam.
Right.
That's right, absolutely. Can anybody hear him?
We're going to get him on in a minute.
Why did you want to do talk radio? What's so great about this play that you wanted to do?
Well, the great thing about talk radio is I turn on the radio and I hear all these shows, and the... Talk. What are they talking about? And most of the time, 9 out of 10 times, it's nothing that's important to us. They're not out there having fun. They're just out there gabbing away. And that's what this show kind
of... Wasting her time talking to people who take nudie girl pictures.
Well, yeah, except for the fact that...
somebody get Jerry Lewis on.
That would be important.
You get Jerry on.
No, if the talk show host is out there taking the callers or whoever they're talking to task for what they're doing, not just indulging them and stroking them, then I think it's worthwhile. But then now we're going to turn on the TV, turn on the radio, and it's talk radio. It's not conversation radio. I think that's kind of the point.
So are you trying to make a shout-out to the local media here by putting on your version of talk radio by Eric Bogosian?
Well, I could shout at the media, but really I'm just kind of shouting out at everybody who's sitting at home watching Roseanne and repeats of the John Larroquette show.
And you're saying get a life.
I'm saying get away from the TV. Come outside and experience life. Come out to the theater, any theater. Come and experience what it's like to see it happen in front of you. Get away from the movie. Special effects are fine. But when's the last time you actually saw somebody cry, sweat, take a leak, make love in front of you? Huh?
Wait, there's you guys pee in this play?
I'm not giving away too many secrets, Rob.
If I recall, the talk radio play as the movie was based on that. Oliver Stone directed the movie, and Eric Bogosian himself starred in the
Eric
movie.
Eric who?
Talk radio Bogosian.
Okay.
Eric Bogosian did star in the movie.
Yeah.
Now, Buzz, give us the correct pronunciation of Bogosian.
Bogosian.
Well,
I mean, that's as correct as I can be. Since
as in Bubba and then Gosian.
You know,
so
my last
Bogosian.
My whole name is three syllables.
Buzz.
I've had it easy my whole life. Buzz Davis, that's easy.
Where'd you get a name like Buzz, anyway?
The truth is too sickening to share.
You know, when I was born, my mama named me Stoned.
Yeah.
But then we had to change the name to Christopher because, you know, everyone...
Because Nancy Reagan was the
right.
first lady.
So when you were born, you were named Buzz and it just stuck, huh?
Well, actually, I think when
they never renamed you Ralph or anything? I mean, is Buzz on your driver's license?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
I don't have it with me.
Who dropped him? You dropped him here, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good thing Michael dropped him.
I drove with the star.
Let's bring the star up here to the mic for a minute. Mike Bath, the star of talk radio, you're playing, what's the name of the host?
Barry Champlain.
You're playing Barry Champlain.
Barry
Hello,
Champlain.
Barry.
Hello.
So you're supposed to say you're on the air.
Look, you were on the air with Chris and Rob.
Okay, well, here's what we want to do.
Late Night with Chris and Rob.
Here's what we want to do, Mike. You're the star of this show. Lay a couple of lines on us. You want a little music with this?
It would chop them out here on the desk.
Here.
Is that legal in the
90s? Not even on the air. I'm not going to do the show for you right here on the air. You have to buy a ticket. You have to come down and see the show. See it?
Look, whenever these big stars are on Carson or Letterman or something, they always show a clip, right? We're looking for a clip. We want a clip. Give us a clip.
You want a clip?
Yeah, clip.
Call. Yeah, give us a call. Come on down here and let me talk to somebody. That way I can kind of give you what I do when I'm there.
749-1444 is the phone number if you want to call. Talk to Michael G. Bath. As Barry Champlain.
A.K.A. Barry Champlain.
Do you have a radio voice?
No, not at all. Do you?
You don't? No, I don't. Well, I do kind. I kind
natural.
Of do. No, I kind of
sexy
do.
Sexy voices.
Thanks.
That's beside the point.
Thanks.
Isn't it?
So you just use your natural, normal, regular, everyday speaking.
My voice. Natural, everyday. Yeah. Try to put more resonance in it, and that's about it.
How close is it to the movie?
Relatively close. The movie took a lot of liberties. They put it in Texas, which is I think it's K-Gab. We are in Cleveland, and it's WTLK.
But the guy was actually in Denver.
Denver, yeah, is actually where the guy was that got shot. The guy after a stay, after a show.
Oh,
one
you
night.
Just ruined the ending. Ah, damn.
Well, yeah, everybody, don't go see the movie. Come see the play. It's a different ending. They don't have a wife in the play.
This is a comedy.
It's not a comedy. It's more of a drama.
Is it singing?
No singing. No. Well, not yet.
Did Neil Simon write this?
Neil Simon. No.
You know, if you really want to draw.
There's enough Jews in this show. Oh. Just ask Jerry, you Cincinnati cocker, you.
If you want to bring in the people, though, you need like a Stephen Sondheim or, you know, Neil Simon.
Yeah, bring in the blue hairs, the people with the money.
The money.
The pensioners, right?
You're going to bring a bunch of black T-shirt wearing guys who only have two nickels rubbed together.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. Okay. We're looking for the younger audience, you know. Every show in the world has all these blue-haired people walking in there with glasses and pacemakers and hearing aids and stuff, and they're getting up in the middle for Geritol. This is not that kind of show.
This is the hip young rock and roll show.
The hip young rock and roll kind of show, yeah, exactly.
Do you work at a clothing store like in the movie?
No. No, I do not. In the movie, he worked at a clothing store, and then went straight to the radio station. In the play, he was at a talk show in Akron. He had started there, and he
tire salesman.
No, just the talk show. It was a progressive talk show, subversive radio, 70s, early 80s, Frank Zappa, David Bowie, that kind of crap.
Let's start.
Not that Frank and Dave are crap. Okay.
Let's start at the very beginning. We're taking some liberties here, assuming people have seen us. What is the show about? It's about a talk show guy,
and what makes him special? It's the night before they're supposed to go national. They're going to get picked up by syndication, and they're going to go national the next night. This is the night right before that, and a lot of things come to a head. A lot of ideas come into play. A lot of the callers who call in, things just kind of start folding in on him. And he kind of, at the end, sums it all up. That's the show right there.
Wow.
Yeah, no need to come see it now.
Let's have it.
That's more interesting.
It's done in 3D. We do it special in 3D.
We give you the glasses.
No glasses. You have to bring your own 3D glasses.
Did you ever see that movie about radio that had Morton Downey Jr. in it? And at the end, this girl puts on one of those S&M masks and tasers him in the nuts till he passes out.
No, I didn't see it. What was the name of it?
I don't know, but it's a good flick. That's another. You might want to put that one on.
Morton Downey, he was in another movie. he was playing a similar thing.
Bad movie.
Oh, yeah, nothing but bad movies. Bad. I mean, God, he won't do a good movie.
Bad movie.
Rated R.
So when is talk radio being performed?
We open on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, and we'll run through Sunday, and we'll do it every weekend till the end of May. Till Memorial Day weekend on Saturday night.
It sounds like three or four weekends on.
Yeah, exactly. What's it?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Or a dozen shows, something like that.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And one Sunday show on the 19th.
One Sunday show on the 19th.
Want to give a phone number?
If someone needs more information.
Or to make reservations.
Make reservations? You take reservations?
At 655-8112, extension 1. That number again, 655-8112.
I didn't know they made like extension 1.
Yeah, just hit extension 1 because the message is like 4 hours long. It'll confuse you.
Pick up your punch, push 1 right away.
Just push 1 right away. Get right to it.
Now make sure you repeat that number later on in the broadcast.
Get some callers in here.
Happy to.
Awake?
No, I think the phones are broke. What other plays have you been in, Mike?
Say the phone number, Rob.
Been in quite a few shows. Oh, 749-1444.
That number again.
749-1444.
That's right. We're putting Mike in the hot seat tonight because Mike is the aspiring acting talk show host. So it's going to be the Barry Champlain show tonight with Mike Bapp
as
your host.
No script tonight.
And without a script, so if you want to give him hell.
And no cigarettes. Can we smoke in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
749-1444.
You got to give the co-host one, though.
Oh, okay. I
think
I
can
swing that.
Go ahead, Bob. You're on with Chris, Rob, Barry. Jerry, Barry.
Where's Barry?
You take it, Mike.
Who is it?
It's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's up?
Bob, no show is complete without your call, buddy.
Spit
it out to us.
I'm really, 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 really high, man.
Are you high?
Yeah.
Hi, what are you, smoking pot?
Yeah. And, my girlfriend,
maybe you called the wrong number. Maybe you need to call like a hotline. Maybe you need to call a helpline, something like that. Say that again.
And my girlfriend, she did like just 5 lines, man. Just keeled over. She's not breathing now.
She's keeled over?
Yeah.
Yeah, 911. That's the number you want to call. 911, Bob. Got the wrong number tonight, buddy.
Oh.
Pretty high, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're too high to operate a phone.
Huh?
What's that?
I'm high.
Hey,
Hey, Bob, thanks for calling. We sure
hey,
do appreciate
no problem.
It, man. Listen, you take care of yourself, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Bob?
Huh?
Bob, how old are you? Jesus Christ, you are high, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm this many. We're on a radio, Bob. You gotta speak. You're not thinking loud enough for us to understand.
Okay, it's 50 divided by 2.
25 years old, eh, Bob?
Yeah.
That order of natural numbers has got you boggled, doesn't it?
Yeah, 25 is easy to remember.
Sounds pretty easy to remember, doesn't it, Bob? Bob, you're a shining example to the youth of America.
It's a quarter of a century.
It really is, isn't it? It really is a quarter of a century. Bob, you got anything fun to say for us tonight? Come on. Tell us something interesting you did today. Anything.
Do you remember
today?
I got a joke for you.
What was it?
I got a joke.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, there's like this farmer and this alien comes down.
Yeah.
And he has a bunch of animals. And
who had a bunch of animals? The alien or the farmer?
The farmer.
Okay.
This is taking place in somewhere in the Midwest, respectively.
Okay, go ahead.
And this alien goes up to him and says, "Earthly, I will give you $1 million for all of your cattle." So he was like, "Okay."
Wait a second. Where did he get $1 million? Doesn't he deal in something else? I mean, this is an alien we're talking about. What currency is it? Is it American currency? Chinese currency?
Credit.
Rubles?
Credit.
What the hell's he got?
Credit at the nearest general store.
Oh, okay.
Respectively.
So he's trading beaver furs for animals. Is that the case?
Possibly, given at the time frame that it is happening.
I can accept that. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sure there's more to this fascinating story. Please continue.
Oh, okay. Well, the farmer himself is an African American. Well, anyway.
How politically correct of him.
Yeah, being political correct here.
What do you have to do to be one of those?
Huh?
What do you have to do to get one of those?
I don't know.
How can you be an African American?
Don't know. Nah.
But he is anyway. Okay, go ahead. Sure.
Well, he proceeds to goes ahead and he breaks out this little cow and it goes into the place where the cow hang out and it eats up all the cows and it comes back up and it goes back in his pocket. And then he goes up to the farmer again and he says, "I'll give you another $1 million if I can have all of your pigs." So he's like, "All right." So a little pig comes out of his pocket, goes into the pig pen, eats all the little piggies,
hey,
and
Bob,
comes back up into his pocket.
Bob, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Does Uncle Sam know about this?
I
think this farmer's getting away with something here.
I mean, given the conspiracy theories out there, I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, good. Let's keep it quiet, all right? We won't tell anybody.
Okay. Well, he proceeds to ask the farmer one last time. He's like, "I'll go ahead and give you another $1 million if I can have all your chickens." And at that time...
Yeah, and then they proceeded to roosters and goats. Sure, I bet they went through the whole farm.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had a bunch of hungry critters on him.
All right. So we've gone through all the animals on the farm. He's got millions of dollars. What happens next?
Well... The farmer proceeds to answer, "Well, I'll give you all your money back if you have a little redneck in your pocket."
A little what in your pocket?
Redneck. Oh, yeah.
Got a little redneck in
your Later, pocket.
Later,
Bob!
Later!
And that was Bob. Bob, an exciting and...
Do you guys have
America's finest there. One of Cincinnati's finest, I should say.
Do you have a high-tech mixing board down there at the play?
You know, I don't have any idea. Funny, but it's true. I was, I'm not near that. I don't have any idea. It's big. It's got bunches of
knobs. Oh, so you have a producer.
On it. Yeah, we got a producer and engineer. Got the works going.
All that happens live on stage in front of your face.
Ooh.
Right there, so you can see how everything
You going to have celebrity callers like Frasier?
We're going to have, similar, like that, yes. Yeah, we're going to have a few people. In fact, I think we got one of you guys is going to come down and read one of the calls.
At least one, maybe both.
I hope so.
Hi, Eric. You're on with Barry.
Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Never better my entire life. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, Barry, I got a problem.
Okay, Eric, what's your problem?
Well, actually, I have two questions. One is...
That is a problem, isn't it, Eric?
It sure is.
I'll tell you what, decide on one and let us know.
And only one?
Yeah, take your time. I know it's difficult. You got a choice between two.
Okay. Well,
let's go with the second question.
The second question?
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Okay, I have this friend, and his name's Eric.
That's funny.
And
Eric has a friend named Eric. You guys pal around a lot together?
Yeah, too much.
How convenient.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
The problem is Barry, I think I'm pregnant.
Eric is pregnant?
I think I'm pregnant.
Aren't you Eric? So I was right in saying that, wasn't I?
Right.
Okay, so you're pregnant.
Right.
What's the problem? Sounds like a happy time for you and Eric.
Well, I don't
Eric,
see
Eric. Is Eric involved in this, Eric?
Well, I don't see Eric that much because he's got this truck and he, like, drives around too much. And he's gone all the time.
Drives around a lot in his truck, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds exciting. Tell me, is he nice to you? Does he treat you right?
Well, yeah.
You're a lucky guy, then. I have a guy who drives around his pickup truck and treats you well. And you're pregnant. So what's the problem here?
My parents don't know.
Your parents don't know about it, huh?
No. What should I do?
Tell the fucking people. Come on.
Can you say that on the radio?
No, you cannot.
I don't encourage you.
I don't encourage you to say anything. In fact, what's your second question?
My second question is, what do you think the Indians are going to be like this year?
The Indians? Oh, I think they're a great team. I think they're going to take it all this year.
Really? I thought that they suck, but that's cool.
Oh, you thought they
just
sucked.
Curious.
So you thought you'd just ask what the Indians were going to do this year to see what my opinion was. Is that right?
Yeah. Look, well, I stayed up all night just to listen to you, all right? Don't make fun of me.
Well, hey, and we appreciate it. We really do. We know what kind of sleep you need to get. I'm going to let you do that now, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, have a pleasant sleep.
See ya.
This is the Barry Champlain Show sitting in for the Chris and Rob late night talk show. The phone number is 749-1444. Here, you do that, Mike.
1444.
Nice job. Mike is playing the role of Barry Champlain in Talk Radio, a play written by Eric Bogosian.
Well done.
Directed by Jim Neely and will be at the Carnegie Arts Center, 1028 Scott Street in Covington, starting Thursday. Opening night is Thursday, and it'll run Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8. Sunday at 7.
Not this
and then,
Sunday.
But not this Sunday. Make it confusing already.
It's Mother's Day. What are you going to be doing?
Okay, the play will be running Thursday through Saturday at 8 o'clock this weekend and next weekend. And don't go on Sunday. Hello, Annie, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah.
You are on,
oh.
Annie.
This is really weird because I don't know why I've called because I've never made a call to a talk show before in my life.
Well, this will be fun for you then, Annie. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, the question that came up as I was listening to this show was, what do talk show hosts like to talk about? I'll talk about anything.
We like pretty much anything, you know? We just like to gab. Anything at all. Anything that's on your mind. Basically, things that cause question in your mind, you know? Problems. Do you have problems reaching orgasm?
Do I have problems reaching orgasm?
Yeah. Do you know why? Do you know why women have more of a problem reaching orgasm than men?
Oh, you're embarrassing me.
Answer the question. Now, come on. Do you know why women have a harder time reaching an orgasm than men do?
No, do you?
I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you the reason.
Okay.
Who cares?
That's what I'm
There's your reason,
exactly.
Annie.
Do you wear
now go
boxer
plug yourself
shorts?
In. What was the question, Annie? I'm sorry.
Do you
I was
wear
busy.
Boxer shorts?
Do I wear boxer shorts?
I like boxer shorts.
I do wear boxer shorts on occasion. When I don't do laundry, I'm forced to wear the jockeys. And let me tell you, they're awful constricting.
That was my next question, if you found what, you know, why you would wear one or the other.
Personally, I prefer boxers. How about the rest of the guys in here? Everybody here?
Yeah!
Briefs.
Anybody wear boxers? Briefs? Briefs?
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah.
Buzz Davis is a briefs man.
Oh, yeah!
And you, Rob, what do you wear? You look like a boxer guy.
Yeah, sort of. I don't know.
Rob goes Tarzan.
Free balling, you know.
Free balling tonight. Rob doesn't do much laundry.
Actually, Rob's got this, like, little leather thing that with the little frill that goes around it.
Wait, no, I think I saw you in that magazine a minute ago.
I like
boxers. Was that you in there with Pamela Anderson?
Why do you like boxer shorts? Easy access?
Yes, they're very sexy, and that for that reason.
What about G-strings, Annie?
No, I don't like G-strings.
Not too awful into the butt floss, are you?
No.
Well, no, I find that, I don't know, some people in butt floss is pretty good. Look at this, some of the Pamela Anderson stuff you got in here.
They're uncomfortable.
Are they uncomfortable?
Yes.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily for the comfort. It's more for the effect.
Oh. Okay.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for calling tonight, Annie. Appreciate it. You have a pleasant night, all right?
You too.
Good.
Bye.
Good.
Take load off, Annie.
Now, Barry.
Load free. Yeah, sir.
Part of being a talk radio guy is you have to read messages.
And it's got to sound like you're not reading it. It's got to sound like you were just thinking it, and all of a sudden you wanted to say it.
And it's got to flow. It's got to be free. It's got to be natural. It's got to come from the heart. You got to sound like you mean it. And it has to be convincing.
Yeah, a lot of people pay a lot of money for these kind of lessons in broadcast.
So go for it.
We understand. Well, let me ask everybody out there a question. Do you happen to have a daughter?
You mean like a little girl?
Just like that, you know, just a small little daughter, someone without a penis. Instead of a tea set, get her a chemistry set this year. Tell her a girl can be any kind of scientist she wants to be. Turn your daughter into a math or into sciences. Tell you what, call 1-800-WCC-4-GIRLS. That's number 4, G-I-R-L-S. 1-800-WCC-4-GIRLS. Expect the best from a girl. That's what you'll get. A public service message from the Ad Council and the Women's College Coalition. Let's hear it for the Women's College Coalition, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, got there promoting the young ladies, huh?
Always add and WAIF there at the end.
And WAIF.
Not like W, it's W.
Yeah, W.
We like W-A-I-F. To support the young ladies as much as we possibly can.
None of this
can.
W.
Go to John. Take John's call.
John, you're on.
Hi, Barry.
Hi, John.
This
how are you doing?
John from Turtle Creek.
You're a total freak? Is that what you said?
I'm from Turtle Creek. I can't stop raping women, Barry.
Oh, you're from Turtle Creek, are you? Tell you, you've been watching too many movies.
I got her all picked out, staked out, ready.
Oh, you do?
She's been strutting around like she's really something.
Yeah, what does she do for a living?
She could be black, white, Hispanic, Japanese, it don't matter.
What does she do for a living?
What is it about a piece of strawberry pie or a piece of pumpkin pie?
Do you like pie? How about hair pie? Do you like hair pie?
I'm gonna go rape her, Barry.
What's that?
I got soup. Come got, over, Barry.
You got a problem communicating is what you got.
He's got Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah, do you have Tourette's by any chance?
I've been jogging up and down Turtle Creek, up and down Turtle Creek.
Oh, you're a jogger, are you? tell me, why do you rape women?
What is it about a piece of strawberry pie,
yeah,
Barry?
Yeah, we heard that part already.
Come
yeah,
on, Barry, you gotta
heard
help
that part already.
I'm gonna go through it, Barry.
You have a problem approaching women, is
it? I'm gonna go through it. I gotta do it.
You gotta do it, yeah.
I gotta go through it, Barry.
It sounds like you have a problem approaching and talking to women. It sounds like you have a problem talking to anybody. He's gone. You're out of here. You know, if I could jerk the tongue out of your head, I would. You don't meet too many people with sawdust between their brains, but buddy, we just did. You know, if I was stupid as you are, I wouldn't open my freaking mouth. You're one of the typical lowlife who like to call in to talk shows and just start to ramble on and on and on. You know, I'm glad, why didn't we turn that jerk off earlier? How come we listen to that garbage, huh?
I don't know, man.
It's a good question, isn't
it? I was thinking it myself.
Maybe that's a question we should discuss.
For this and much more, check out Talk Radio down at the Carnegie Arts Center. The theatrical play version, not the movie, but it's like a theatrical play where people are like real and live and they get their hearts beating and stuff. And they're on stage in front of you acting like actors and actresses. Start opening Thursday, May 9th at the Carnegie Arts Center, 1028 Scott Street in Covington. For reservations or more information, 655-8112.
Tickets $10, students $5. Hey,
you're supposed to pay us for that. We're not allowed to give prices over the air unless you pay us.
You want a cigarette?
Okay. 655-8112 for more information. Take another call there, Barry Champlain.
I'd love to. Joe, you're on.
Hey, you out there?
I'm here. You out there?
I'm
glad you're out there and we're in here.
Mr. Mike Stocks, king of the scene down there in Clifton, the man, you know what I'm saying? He's about to be having a movie going on this summer.
Mike Stocks?
And it's going to be a punk rock, nah. I'm getting too far ahead of myself
you're
right
getting
now.
You're excited, aren't you?
It's going to be a rockabilly extravaganza.
What's it about? What's
here,
the movie about?
I can't hear you, man.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
what's the movie about, Joe?
The movie?
Yeah.
It's going to be a Texas zombie movie.
It's going to be a punk
zombie movie.
Ooh.
A punk rock, rockabilly, Texas zombie movie.
Mike Stocks, king of the scene, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mike Stock is the king of the scene.
Mike Stock.
I love his work.
Stocks. Of the actually from Cleveland, but I mean he's been in Cincinnati for a long time, for years, like 10, 11, 12 years maybe.
Mm-hmm. Hey Joe, what does STOCKS mean in Spanish?
I'm clueless, man. I'm totally clueless. But I'll tell
well,
you one
hit
thing,
that
man.
One on the head.
Here's
tell me what's
what's
this movie about?
Texas Zombies?
Check it out, you know what
Texas
I'm saying?
Texas Zombies, what, do they just come up to Clifton and walk around or something like that? What's the story?
Oh, well, you know, Texas got some music going on.
Oh, they got it going on,
you know,
sure.
Cincinnati got some zombies, you know.
And then we kind of all got together.
Hey, you know,
right?
You put two and two together.
Put it on film.
City Council runs amok, huh?
Motion pictures. Hey, more snakes than a White House party, right?
Right.
Tell is Mark Shawn
moving? Billboard.
Yeah, I got a short attention span too, so I'm out of here. I'm working on some stuff myself, you know. So I just wanted to give some props to some of the locals, Toby Donahue at Easy Props Productions.
Yeah, yeah. Great. You know, we love hearing that. And listen, Joe, good luck with the Texas Zombie idea, okay?
Hey,
yeah, we'll be looking for it.
It ain't me. You'll see it. I'll catch you on the flip side, bro.
Appreciate your call, Joe.
You've been listening to Mike Bath as Barry Champlain, starring in the Carnegie Art Center production of Talk Radio. Stand by, there's more to come. Say the phone number, Rob.
749-1444. That number again. Shattered. Love and hope and sex and dreams. Surviving on the streets. Look at me. My love is never charming. Life's just a cocktail party on this big app. Dress your plastic bags. Rent your shatter. Some kind of fashion.
That bitchin' piano.
That's pretty cool.
Chris and Rob, late night talk show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
749-1444 is the phone number.
You know, there was another big play in town recently, this devil and the something devil and the Yankees. The damn Yankees. And in it, from what I understand, even though it was totally inappropriate and didn't fit, Jerry Lewis crammed in his big cane twirling act. Now, I was wondering if Mike Bath is planning on anything like that for talk radio, even though it's not part of the script.
About halfway through, you could break from the script and do like a Vegas routine.
Yeah, just screw the... Just
tell a few one-liners and toss a cane back and forth.
Blow off character.
I got this silly suit that I put on. I do little backflips and throw fireballs around. It's completely non-sequitur stuff.
Cool.
It has nothing to do with the show.
Cool.
It's really whack. The director hates it. Guaranteed. Guaranteed to get laughs.
Cool. So do bongs where you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is talk radio. I already told you it's going to be down at the Carnegie Art Center, at the Carnegie Theater. Is it the Carnegie Theater or the Carnegie Art Center or both? There you go. It's the Carnegie Theater at the Carnegie Art Center, 1028 Scott Street in Covington. Scott Street is that real big street. You go across the bridge, you know, right by the Blue Bridge, right by the stadium, and you're on Scott Street. You're already there. I don't even need to give you directions because you're already there. You go across the bridge and you drive straight. 5 minutes. How many blocks? That's like four or five blocks. 10 blocks at the tops. It's on the left, across the street from the fire station. For reservations, at the Carnegie Theater, 655-8112.
So who else we got in the studio?
We have the entire cast of Talk Radio. We have Lanny Ford, Randy Rupp, Michael Bath, and the producer, Buzz Davis. If you want to know what it's like to run a big shot play in a big shot theater, or if you want to talk to a real live actor or actress, you can give us a call and find out what it's like to be a star. 749-1444.
Lanny, what's Mike like to work with?
Step up to the mic, Lanny.
Lanny, I'm sorry.
He's always on stage. He's constantly in performance. Always, as you see him right now, he is Barry Champlain, actually. Michael performs wonderfully.
So who are you in the movie, or in the play? Who are you in the play?
I'm the assistant producer, Linda MacArthur, and I'm also the sex pot that sleeps with Barry occasionally.
Is there any graphic sex on stage?
Lots of gratuitous sex. Nothing but.
And is it you who urinates on stage?
No, but I assist. So it's very challenging, actually, you know, I grew up, you know, in the monastery and actually the convent. Anyway, so it's a stretch, but I play the sleaze.
In the play, did you grow up in a monastery, or in real life did you grow up in a monastery?
In real life, I grew up in a convent. In the play, I grew up in a monastery.
Is that for real? Are you like a nun or something?
Well, in real life, I'm a nun, but...
Really? Then you should be wearing more black, shouldn't you?
That means lay off, because it ain't getting...
Chris is holding Temptation in his hand.
Temptation. I like Temptation. That's a good word. Do we have a caller?
So you're not on the radio, though, in the play?
No, I never talk.
Here, you can be on the radio now.
Oh, okay. I think I've had a little experience with this. What is this? Doucheland?
Oh, jeez. You don't make fun of Germany.
Sorry.
Oh, why stop now? Yeah.
Hitler's racing off.
I tell you what.
March shot.
Sorry, March. Enjoy German music straight from
you guys didn't really want to put this play on, did you?
Huh?
You guys didn't really want to put this play on, did you?
This is actually the most fun play I have ever done, if I may say that. The cast has been great. We've all been very relaxed and had a terrific time. And things are really going to probably be surprising on Thursday night, so that'd be a good night to come check out the show so you can come back and see it the next two weekends.
Well, since it's since you're an old radio pro, work a legal ID into that promo. Work a legal ID into that promo.
Are you WAIF FM Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave out the FM.
Okay.
Faker.
Enjoy German music straight from Ditchland with your host Hans Kruschke every Wednesday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. Whether it's polka or modern, you'll hear it on
the Scorpions.
To the Queen City, another fine program presented to you by Stepchild Radio, WAIF Cincinnati.
So what other plays have you been in?
Well, I just recently did Pegasus Players, Bill W. and Dr. Bob. It was about the founding of AA at Gabriel's Corner and Over the Rhine.
Everybody have a drink.
That was a sobering experience.
Mike stole one.
That was definitely fun. And before that, I played a retarded girl.
So what's next for Malaprop? After you have this highly successful talk radio run, what'll be the next big production at Malaprop?
Well, see, the next big production of Malaprop will be making sure that we can do another show. And if anybody can call in and tell me where we got the name Malaprop, we'll give them 2 free tickets.
Ooh.
If anybody can call in.
A little perk.
If you can tell me what Malaprop, where it comes from, not the legal definition now, don't get your dictionaries. Where did the word come from?
My guess is bad props. Mal meaning bad. You were doing a play and a prop fell over and killed a guy.
Well, Rob, that doesn't count because you get 2 free tickets anyway.
Oh, that's right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just...
No, that's not right. That's wrong. Keep calling. What's the number again?
749-1444.
Don't point to the thing I can't read.
Here you go, Buzz.
For God's sake. Something else you should always remember. Before renovating a home built prior to 1978, that's 1978.
Check that sucker for lead-based paint!
Have the work area... Have the work area tested for lead-based paint. If the paint is lead-based, don't remove it yourself or begin work. Instead, hire a professional trained in removing lead hazards.
Sprinkle it on your cereal.
This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Consumer Information Center and WAIF-FM.
And the manufacturers of non-lead-based paint.
And sponsored by Pueblo, Colorado Information Center.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF. We've got some of the cast and crew of talk radio. Is there anything, I know you guys got to go to home, get to bed. Is there anything else you wanted to make sure you pointed out to the great, vast Cincinnati listening public?
Well, one quick thing, not so much for the vast, but for the special public listening at home, that not the entire cast, as Chris has been wont to say this evening, we're missing some of our fine, wonderful cast, Artie Kidwell, Sean Patrick Dillon, Brian Shepard, Jessica Sullivan, Hunter O'Brien, Lori Kirsten. Anybody else that I forgot?
What about Greg Procaccino, Cincinnati's link to Hollywood? Is Greg Procaccino in it? You know, he's Cincinnati's link to Hollywood.
I think he's at home sleeping.
You couldn't afford him, could you?
Greg Procaccino?
Yeah.
Even Greg...